Welcome to Stories with Straight Arrow. My name is Chief Straight Arrow, and I will be your guide as we travel the trail together. So let's get ready to head over to the council fire, where we will sit up straight, listen, learn, and never forget. Now, as we get ready to head out on the trail together, first, let's take a moment and stop at the trading post, and there, we'll see if we have any messages from any of our friends. And once again, my friends, gather around. Come with me as we head to the trading post. Let's go inside and see if Louis has any messages for us. As we travel back to the special table he has placed there for us, we find a message awaiting us. The message, or the question, is from Edmund in New Hampshire. He simply asks, "How did Princess Pine get her name?" Edmund, that is a very good question, and I will say this to remind you and all of our friends, that native names were given because of character, not because they sounded nice or even they were part of a family. They were given because of how a person acted. Princess Pine was given that name after something which is found in the forest. Most people would think it's a pine tree. But it isn't. It has nothing to do with the great white pines that grow in the northern forest. This ground growth is sometimes called ground pine. If you find it growing under oak trees or even other pine trees, you will think it's a small Christmas tree because it's shaped like that. And there's a small yellow marker at the very top. It kind of looks like a Christmas star. It is this ground growth that Princess Pine is named after, and here's why. Because no matter what time of year you find the ground pine, it is always green. It always looks fresh and clear. And the thing about it is enduring. If you were to pick a piece of ground pine and take it into your home, it might dry, but it remains green. And so she has captured the name Princess Pine because she is one who is always fresh, always ready, and endures all things to serve others. Thank you very much for this good question, Edmund. I hope that helps. See you next time. Now, let's head out back onto the trail and over to the council ring. It was now late in the day when the three friends finally landed back at the shores at Umnigos Nibi. There to meet them were the parents of the brothers, Whitewater and Small Bear. Standing next to them were Black Crow and Small Owl, the parents of Soft Eyes. Their faces showed the joy of their daughter's return, but also the joy of her servant's heart. Straight Arrow was also standing nearby. He had been there since earlier in the day, awaiting their return. After all of the welcome greetings were completed, Straight Arrow called over a group to help unload the canoe to bring this firewood to the lodge of the Lady Stands Strong. It would be a tremendous blessing to her. Stands Strong stood there by her lodge with wide eyes. She did not know what to say. She could scarcely believe all this firewood was for her. Who could have been so kind as to collect it? And now that she was getting low and the weather was getting colder and it was so much further into the forest to gather more, she wasn't even sure how she would gather more wood. This firewood, quite honestly, saved her life. With the kind deed completed, everyone headed toward their own lodges. You see, the strong winds of the day before had brought with it colder weather, and it was now feeling like winter for certain. Straight Arrow was the only one not heading toward his home. Instead, he paused, and then he went toward the lodge of the High Chief, Elkhart. As he sat with Elkhart, Straight Arrow recounted all that the two young warriors and Soft Eyes had done. And then he said, but it was all the doing of Soft Eyes. Her heart grows stronger each day, and her love for others grows deeper. Elkhart considered this, and after a moment of silence, he looked at Straight Arrow and said, I feel it is time for a ceremony of name change. Straight Arrow smiled. This is exactly what was in my heart, he said. The name of Soft Eyes must change, and her new name is clear to me. Will you share it with me? Asked Elkhart. I will share it at the time of the Great Council. But we should have the council very soon, for the weather now grows colder, and I'm not certain that the people would be able to stand for long around the council ring. Elkhart considered this, and he said, I will pass the word. Tomorrow, then, when the sun is high above us, the village will meet. Next day, the preparations were being made, but none except Straight Arrow and Elkhart knew why. About midday, everyone in the village, except the village guards, were called in. As the crowd gathered at the council ring, there was great excitement. One asked another, what was the meeting about? But nobody knew. As the people visited and spoke with one another, Elkhart stepped forward and quietly raised both of his hands. And after a small time, everything grew quiet. The High Chief spoke to the village, and he said how wonderful the great Creator God has been to us. He has provided food and firewood. We will weather this winter well. He has been so good to us this year. After that, the great chief spoke of caring for one another, and we need to consider each as part of one great family, he said. At this point, Elkhart called Whitewater and Small Bear forward and made them stand straight right in front of him. When he turned them to face the crowd, he explained to everyone there all that they had done. There were looks of approval from all. These young warriors, he said, have used their skills to help another in need. They must be honored for this. Everyone agreed. And there, close to the front, was the old grandmother, Stands Strong. She smiled at the two young warriors as she wiped away small tears of joy. But standing close by was Soft Eyes, who had the greatest smile of all. Elkhart continued, There is another, however, whose heart has cared more for others than for self. And with that, the great chief opened his arms wide and called forth Soft Eyes. Soft Eyes stood frozen. She stared She did not expect this, not in the least. She was glad to honor Whitewater and Small Bear, but she didn't see the need for this. When Elkhart called her forward, he embraced her warmly. And at that point, he called forth Straight Arrow to finish the ceremony of the new name. Straight Arrow began. The great servant warrior called Peter has said in the great book of the great creator God, "Above all," he said, "keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." After he had said this, he looked at Soft Eyes and said, "My dear friend Soft Eyes has done just this by showing honor to others first. My great chief, the Eagle Feather, taught me long ago of the great importance of serving others. He shared with me the story of the wolf and the badger, which I share with you now. Among the forest creatures," he said, "there are great enemies, but none quite so powerful as the great northern wolf and the badger. They are enemies," he said, "for they both hunt in the same area and look for the same food. And so they fight with one another. But when the winter comes, when the snow deepens and the ground hardens, they become friends. For as the snow is deep, the wolf finds it easy to move through the snow, even able to run, to track down food and capture it. But alas, the great creator has not given him great claws, and he cannot dig in the hard and frozen ground. But the badger has short legs, and the snow bothers him a great deal. He cannot move through the snow with speed at all. But the great creator has given to him powerful claws, and he can dig even in the frozen ground. It is at that time," Eagle Feather said, "that the two become fast friends. They will hunt together, and when food is captured, neither will eat till the other is there, and the food is shared equally." And then Eagle Feather looked at me, Straight Arrow said, and asked me this question: "Are we not greater than the animals of the forest?" "Yes," I said, "the Creator has made us so." "Then why is it that we find it so difficult to serve one another, even friends?" "It may well be that one day," he said, "we may be called upon to serve not only our friends, but our enemies as well." At this point, Straight Arrow called Black Crow and Small Owl forward to join Soft Eyes. As they stood before him, Straight Arrow said to her parents, "You have given the name Soft Eyes because she had a soft heart and wept often. But it is time now that the name must change. From this day forward," he said, looking at Soft Eyes, "you will not be known as Soft Eyes, but Stillwater. For water that runs deep runs still. It has a quiet strength that ever moves forward, and nothing can stand in its way." There was great silence in the entire council ring. Finally, Straight Arrow spoke again, and taking Stillwater's hands in his own. He said, "I will speak to you and tell you what my chief told me all those winters ago. Guard your name, for in the day that you become selfish and care more for yourself than others, you will lose your good name. Guard it well." After a moment, all of the village began to cheer loudly, louder and louder. Black Crow and Small Owl stood, wiping tears of joy from their face. And there, close by, stood the old grandmother, Stands Strong, who merely nodded and smiled. But the first ones, the very first ones to embrace Stillwater were Whitewater and Small Bear, her dearest friends. Thank you so much for joining me today at the Council Fire. I have loved having you along with me. If you would like to send a message or a question to the Trading Post, ask your adult for permission, and then send it to askstraightarrow@gmail.com. I may choose your question to answer on the program. And finally, if you would like to support this program, you can find the link in the show notes. Once again, thank you for joining me, and I hope to see you next time at the Council Fire.